How would you feel if your family's safety depended entirely on the kindness of strangers in a distant land? Or if you knew your child's future hinged on the willingness of another country to open its borders? These are not just hypothetical questions. They reflect the reality faced by millions of refugees every year. It's a topic that challenges our sense of morality, national responsibility and identity, and global interconnectedness. Welcome to your Dinner Table Debates Daily Deep Dive, where we explore real topics from our decks and give you everything you need to debate in under 10 minutes. Today's topic is Affluent Nations Should Accept More Refugees, and comes from the Global category in our Full-Size Essentials Collection deck. Let's dig in. The issue of accepting refugees has been a global concern for decades, but it has gained particular urgency in recent years due to conflicts, climate change, and economic hardships displacing millions of people. A refugee is defined as someone who has been forced to flee their country because of persecution, war, or violence. The 1951 Refugee Convention, established by the United Nations, sets the legal framework for refugee protection and outlines the rights of refugees and the obligations of countries to protect them. By May 2024, more than 120 million people, equivalent to Japan's population, the 12th largest country in the world, were forcibly displaced worldwide as a result of persecution, conflict, violence, or human rights violations. This includes 43.4 million refugees, with a significant portion coming from war-torn regions like Syria, Afghanistan, and South Sudan, 63.3 million internally displaced people, 6.9 million asylum seekers, and 5.8 million people in need of international protection, a majority from Venezuela. Wealthier countries like the United States, Germany, and Canada have been key destinations for refugees due to their economic stability and capacity to provide resources. However, the question remains, should affluent nations do more to accommodate these individuals? This debate is crucial because it touches on human rights, national security, and international responsibility. Refugees often face life-threatening situations, and their acceptance into safer, more prosperous countries can mean the difference between life and death. Moreover, how affluent nations respond to the refugee crisis reflects their values and commitment to global solidarity. Understanding this debate helps us see how policies affect not only refugees, but also the societies that receive them. Now, let's debate. Agree. Affluent nations should accept more refugees. Affluent nations have a moral obligation to help those in dire need. Many of these nations have the resources and infrastructure to support refugees, unlike poorer countries that often bear the brunt of the crisis. For example, countries like Lebanon and Jordan have taken in millions of Syrian refugees, despite their limited resources. Wealthier countries can and should share this burden. Refugees can contribute positively to the economy. Studies have shown that refugees are often hardworking and entrepreneurial, starting businesses and creating jobs. In Germany, for instance, many Syrian refugees have started their own businesses, contributing to local economies. By accepting more refugees, affluent nations can benefit from a diverse and motivated workforce. Accepting refugees helps to promote global stability. When affluent nations provide safe havens, it helps to stabilize regions in conflict by reducing the strain on neighboring countries. This, in turn, can help prevent conflicts from escalating and spreading, thus promoting more global security and peace. Disagree. Affluent nations should not accept more refugees. Accepting more refugees could strain a country's resources, such as healthcare, education, and housing. This strain can lead to social tensions, particularly if citizens feel that refugees are receiving preferential treatment over the locals. For example, there have been protests in various European countries over the burden of refugees on public services. Integration can be difficult, leading to social tensions and cultural clashes. In some cases, significant cultural differences between refugees and host country citizens can lead to misunderstandings and even violence. For instance, in some European countries, refugees often come with differing views on religion, gender roles, and law, and local citizens can feel overrun by these new arrivals. Accepting more refugees could pose security risks, as it is challenging to vet everyone adequately. There is a fear that extremist elements could exploit the refugee system to enter countries. there have been instances where individuals posing as refugees were involved in criminal activities, raising concerns about national security. Now, let's explore some rebuttals. A potential rebuttal to Agree Point 1 about moral responsibility could be, while moral responsibility is important, it should not override a nation's responsibility to its own citizens. Governments must balance humanitarian efforts with the welfare of their own people. Providing aid to refugees should not come at the expense of a nation's own citizens' needs. A potential rebuttal to the disagree point about security concerns could be, while security is a valid concern, most refugees undergo extensive vetting processes before being allowed to enter a country. The vast majority of refugees are fleeing violence and are not a threat and not looking for more violence. Effective screening procedures can minimize risks while still providing protection to those in need. The debate over whether affluent nations should accept more refugees is complex, involving moral, economic, cultural, and security considerations. On the one hand, Agree says there's a strong argument for moral responsibility, economic benefits, and global stability. On the disagree side, there are concerns about resource strain, cultural integration, and security that can't be ignored. This is a multifaceted issue that requires careful consideration and a balanced approach. Recent years have seen an increase in refugee flows due to conflicts in the Ukraine, the Middle East, and parts of Africa. Organizations like the UNHCR and NGOs are actively working to support refugees, but they often rely on the cooperation and generosity of affluent nations. Countries like Canada and Germany have increased their refugee intake, while others are more cautious. Curious to explore this topic even further? Well, when you're playing dinner table debates at home, the Agree side gets to set the stage and frame the debate. This means they get to define the terms, context, and interpretation of the topic, leading to a fresh and engaging discussion every time. If you're diving into the debate on affluent nations should accept more refugees, here are a few thought-provoking ways Agree could shape the conversation. 1. Affluent nations should accept more refugees based on humanitarian needs. How do humanitarian concerns drive the need for affluent nations to increase their acceptance of refugees? What are the moral and ethical imperatives for wealthy countries to assist those in dire situations? 2. Affluent nations should accept more refugees to improve their demographic and economic prospects. Can accepting more refugees provide benefits to affluent nations? How might refugees contribute to the workforce and address challenges like aging populations? 3. Affluent nations should accept more refugees as a response to global inequity. How does accepting more refugees address global disparities and contribute to a fairer distribution of resources? Should wealthy nations play a larger role in mitigating global inequality through refugee resettlement? If you enjoyed our deep dive, you can debate this topic and many more by getting your own Dinner Table Debates deck at dinnertabledebates.com. It's a unique game because every round starts with randomly assigning agree or disagree. Then you pick the topic, meaning that you might be debating for something you disagree with, or vice versa. But that's the point. Stretch your brain, gain clarity, improve critical thinking and empathy, and have fun doing it. Save 10% on your order when you use the code PODCAST10. You can also join the debate on our Instagram and TikTok accounts at Dinner Table Debates. Get ready for some thought-provoking discussions that will challenge your assumptions and broaden your understanding of the world around you. Happy debating, and remember, everyone is always welcome at the table.